Now, you still have about half of that now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. Now, how did that experience change your life spiritually, having gone through that year?
I realized that following Jesus is more than believing in him.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing what he says. And I found that a constant challenge.
And why was that a challenge?
Well, first of all, I'm not Jesus.
Sure, fair enough.
I'm a broken human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it very difficult to obey all his teaching.
So were some more difficult than others?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The forgiving your enemies, that's very difficult.
Easier said than done?
Yes.
Even for a pastor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And at what point did that become easier for you?
Well, my son served in Iraq, and one of his friends was killed, and we went down for the viewing, and I sat in the car afterward, angry at the people who built the bomb, the people who detonated the bomb, and just really angry at them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I have to forgive them. So I prayed and asked God to bless all of those who planted, built, and detonated the bomb.
And did you feel a big weight lifted off of yourself with that ability to forgive?
Not initially.
No.
It took me a number of times.
Okay.
Before I really felt that I was forgiving them.
Now, have you known many that you've inspired to live a year like Jesus, like yourself?
No, not really. I had a friend who agreed to do it with me.
Okay.
And a month in, he said, I can't do this because I work at a church full time.
Okay.
And I laughed, he laughed. But I understand that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, a year is a pretty big commitment.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Now, you've recently created a short film series, Ed's Story, at edstory.com, to candidly share your story and experiences while living with ALS and impart your feelings to others on forgiveness, life changes, how to be there for others, being in control and being grateful and healing. What made you decide to open yourself up and launch Ed's Story?
Well, during my son's second tour in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
I sent him the book Prayers and Promises, which I had written. And when he came back, he said, Dad, these would make wonderful short films.
Mm-hmm.
So in conjunction with Flannel, who have done all of Rob Bell's films,
mm-hmm.
We launched in to the film series. And by the way, it's not just a web series. You can buy them at local bookstores, order them at Amazon.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had a chance to watch them. I find them incredibly powerful. What would you like people to take away from watching them?
that when you know you're dying, you really begin to live. And knowing that I'm dying, I'm only interested in the things that matter most. And those are the things that we show in the film.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think we get so caught up in life and in miss out on those things, and only after such an experience that we do focus on them?
I'm not sure I have a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I think knowing you're dying makes you realize your life has a limited amount of time, and that forces you then to do the things that really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people assume they'll live forever.
Sure. When in fact, I mean, none of us know.
No.
Now, in the first one called It Ain't Over, you share a story about a phone call from your friend Billy. Can you tell me a bit about who Billy is and how that call impacted you?
Yeah, he's from New York City, was a heroin addict for 20-plus years, found the Lord, and has been drug-free since then. And he's short, like me.
Mm-hmm.
He's tattooed with prison tattoos, not the regular go-to-the-store tattoos.
Sure.
And he's a tough kid, but we have become friends. And when he called me, it was revolutionary. It ain't over till it's over. Quoting Yogi Berra.
Right. And that's what he said to you on the phone call.
Yeah.
And that really resonated with you.
Oh, big time. I was beginning to think it was over. And he reminded me, it ain't over till they put you in the box.
Now, you also talk about finding one's purpose. How would you say the best way for somebody to figure out what one's purpose is?
I'm not sure I have a universal answer for that. I think in the film that eventually you'll bump into your purpose. And when you do, you'll know it. Apart from that, everybody needs to figure out what their purpose is and follow it.
People just kind of need to keep their eyes and ears open for signs around them that kind of perhaps point them in a certain direction or connect them with certain people.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So if the Ed Dobson of today had a chance to sit down with the Ed Dobson in his 20s and or 30s, what advice and wisdom would you share with him?
Well, I don't know. I would probably tell them it ain't over till it's over. I'm not sure what I would say. You caught me off guard, Paul.
Uh-oh. You know, perhaps, you know, just some ways to, you know, have maybe looked at life differently back then?
I don't know, because all along I was trying to follow Jesus.
Sure.
And there are twists and turns in the road.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, he walks with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably say, stick to the Bible, love people,
mm-hmm.
and it'll all work out in the end.
Sure. To stay open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So even though you're not ministering from a traditional pulpit these days, what are your thoughts and feelings about how you're connecting and reaching people now versus then?
I meet with people primarily who have ALS.
Okay.
But also cancer, brain tumors, and I meet with them one-on-one, and I find that very rewarding. And I come away as encouraged as them.
So everybody is getting a great sense of help from each other.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's not me dispensing my wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's both of us being encouraged through our brokenness.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, Paul.
It's been wonderful.
Delighted to talk with you.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to talk with you. This is Paul Jędrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Ed Dobson. He's the pastor emeritus of Calvary Church. He's authored a number of popular books. He's lived for a year like Jesus and presently doing a film series entitled Ed's Story. You can check that out at edstory.com. He candidly shares his experience and wisdom while living with ALS. Thank you so much again, Ed. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.